Let us start from page Kuf Pei Ches. We have a few more Shionim Mitzvah Malach. If I'm not mistaken, we did not yet do these three Shionim. We're up to Halacha Dalit. We're really up to Halacha Dalit on page Kuf Pei Tes. But let's go back to page Kuf Pei Ches on the bottom.
And the
goyim, the goy, it says here in the kitzur, it says in the kitzur that the minute was the goy would take off in Hungary.
Who had help?
Not everyone was so rich. Okay, let's see. Alocha beis lahasir b'shachmes es amenoros ayn b'shut stay haaretz. We actually did this one, so we read anyway. I mean, we did this b'zayin chaflam. I don't know what that stands for. Demisha chosh pain of the or haner mazikla. We mentioned this. If a person has pain in his eyes and the ordinary is mazikla v'igdal hakeiv, and he's in a lot of pain, mutul tatal haner aydei shinu lamidu b'bayis acher. A person is in tsar because the ner is too bright. He's allowed to carry the ner kila'achar yad, it's muksa. So I guess he holds the kli, it's a muksa machmas kufay. But muksa machmas kufay, b'mokim tsar, it says, it's mutter, kila'achar yad. The ayin b'shari tshuva b'shem admas kodesh to us l'tatla ner afilu b'chai gavna. Okay, generally, anytime you have something that is muksa, if you really need to move it because of tsar, because of a tzach, you can always move it kila'achar yad. That's exactly what it says here. So you're moving the chiddushes, even though it's an open flame. The flame is lit, so you would say that it's a shalav havar and kibbe, because when you move a flame, you're causing the flame to flicker, you're causing the flame to get greater and smaller. So teret against the shame is chavin, it's not mukh, it's already lit. I guess, I don't know, maybe because it's too close to the real thing. When you're causing it to flicker, that's mamish, a psikresha of Havara, I don't know the answer.
He has a choice. Does anyone remember the blue eye shades, the green eye shades they used to wear?
The green eye shades?
Yeah, captains used to have like a green eye shade over their eyes.
Yeah.
Anyone remember that?
Yeah, the idea. Yeah,
the banks or whatever?
Yeah, oh, the yeah. Bank.
Okay. So what about Pfizer?
Pfizer. Yeah,
that was made because it was too much light. They were sitting over in the blinders and they needed to knock the pampers.
Okay, let's see halacha gimel. Halacha gimel. Mois kiss, mois bekiss, atofer bilu. If you have money in a kiss. So we learned this last week, we have money in the pocket. We have money in the pocket, so the pocket, the garment is not called a bosses to a pocket. Because a pocket is a separate pouch, and it's not considered to be two separate things. One is not a bosses to the other, and therefore you're allowed to wear the pair of pants. You're allowed to move the pair of pants on Shabbos if they're lying on your bed or anywhere else. It's not called that it's a bosses. Ayin le'el b'shukasav sham b'kis shulchan aruch b'miskeres shulchan demi shuhu b'yom haShabbos b'derech b'loin. A person finds himself in a hotel. The yeshimo mos, and you have with you money. You have a wallet. And what are you going to do? You want to walk around, and you don't want to be metaltal mukhs. So what should you do? If you're able to be mafki your money. Okay, so I guess this means a small amount of pocket change. It's insignificant. You're willing to be mafki the money. So you be mafki the money, so you don't have to carry the money with you in your pocket. Or, if of course you can put the money away in safekeeping before Shabbos begins. Also, lachzika mikisoy, you're not allowed to walk around with the money in your pocket. Shrehei muksa, v'misyori shema yigonvim, yigonvum mimenu. Let's say it's not possible. You need the money. The money isn't necessary, and you're afraid it's going to be stolen. So what can you do? You talk from the erev Shabbos for big day. You should sew it into your garment. V'yeshe bebayis floyetz me'mamokam shein erev. So therefore, as far as tiltul muksa. So you're not being metaltalit. It's only you're being metaltalit derech with a shinui. I'm not directly carrying the money. The money is sewn into my garment, so it's moving around by itself when I move my garments. It's indirect, so there's no problem of tiltal muksa. What about carrying? That you cannot avoid, so you must stay indoors. Ach im yesh lochoshem amach maseh sheni yotzei kol yom mivitzo yargish sheyesh leimos biyigzulum. However, if you're going to stay indoors the entire day, that's going to raise suspicion among the neighbors. Why is this this guy staying indoors the whole day. It must be he's guarding something. So we're going to find excuses to bring him out in order to steal his money. So unbelievable chiddush. You're allowed to go out into the street when they're in there sewed into your garments because you're not carrying. You're carrying a klachayat. You're not carrying it. It's not a regular way of carrying. I guess he also, yeah, I'm assuming he also means here that you're not carrying it in a Rishus Harab, like he holds in most places in this world today, are at best a caramelist. So if it's a caramelist, no, he says, B'makom she'ein eruf. Go back a few lines. V'im yisyari shem yigenevim m'menu yitofram b'berv Shabbos b'begdoi v'yei she'bebayis v'lo yeitze b'chem b'makom she'ein eruf. Ach, im yesh loch shem machmash zesh in yitzik kol yom beis yage shiyesh le mos migzul mi menu mutter lot says pam shem to fun be big guy avol im him rak munach im so then if you tie them you sew into your garment then you can go out into the street. Why choragi means to say is that the place where you're carrying is, we had this before in the shonim we said halach, the place we're going to carry is going to be a caramelist and you're carrying it klachar yad, you're not carrying it directly, so it's a sakana and it's a hefsid meruba. So in this case chazal meikel, that's seemingly what it seems to be saying.
What do they make
of it? In carrying, both things. Number one, in carrying. Yeah, we had it also. We are carrying a key to the base. Like, if you're in a caramelist, if you are not carrying in a shus haram deraisa, so anyway, it's only midirabbanan. And we combine the second shvus, that it, you're not carrying it kedarko, you're carrying it shloi kedarko, so it's shvus to shvus. A shvus to shvus, b'mokim tzarech, b'mokim hefse merubas mutter. Here it's a shekel sakana. It's going to be stolen, you know, he's staying indoors. So he seems to say that in this case it's mutter. We had this before in other situations as well. Because of the sakana, carry your gun, cell phone and guns.
A gun, there's no shiloh. The cell phone, keep it in your pocket.
Jeans, because where it's going to be a busus, it has to be a pocket. Then it will be a busus. It has to be a pouch. When it's a pouch, then we don't say the pouch and the garment are two. The garment is a busus to the pouch. But if it's going to be like a shirt pocket or like a pocket like on the jeans, then what is supporting the item, the actual material of the shirt, the actual pants, and then it's just something that's on top of it that's holding it in place, then it will be a boss, then you'll be it's more problematic. That's also not the end of the world, because then you're doing it klachaya, you're not carrying it. You're not carrying it in a regular way.
As a shelf inside the thing over your head. You much higher in the middle.
So you have a pouch inside your head. It's not a joke. You know, I listened, there's a video of Rabbi Rubin speaking to Rabbi Chaim Kinievsky, and he said that in Har Nof there's such pachat, people are afraid to walk in the streets. They're so shaken as to what happened. It's not a joke. You might, they can't even walk in, they can't come to shul. They're so afraid. It's such a traumatic experience. Okay, so yeish le mos yigzle me men mut lot es me ham geshem to fun bebid aber im him rak mo nachen be kise be khol in yin os. If you're putting your money in your pocket and it's not stitched into the pouch, that holding in is oser. Why? Because that is carrying kedargoy, and there's also chashash, you'll come to touch it, smuksa. So there is no heter for that whatsoever. It has to be sewn. Before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to sew it, of course. That's what you should do, he says, because when you sew it up, then when you're carrying it, shloi kedarkoi. But if you're going to have an open pocket and you carry it, that's kedarkoi. So there's no heter for that. But once you sew it into the pocket, that's not called carrying kedarkoi. That's called carrying shloi kedarkoi. The cost of al zeb in miskeres hashulchan, the hainu da'asu latis l'mokam sheinu me'uriv, me'uriv. Av l'mokam eruvin, motor law says etzlech amos mishum chashash hefse l'tisha zeu tutul klachayat. He also, we said this before, that if you're going, you're carrying a place where there's an eruv, even the pocket, an open pocket, so there's no chash of carrying. The only concern is tiltul muksa. You're not directly coming in contact with the muksa. The muksa is being moved indirectly when you move your body, and therefore it's motor kevan she'enu metatul biyodai rak begufay. The ayin biberhetev b'shema to rizof. Tgam imachzik hamos ben digdel b'soray. Even if you machzik the money between your garment, and your flesh, gam kein mutter. V'hayinu afil b'mokam she'ein ha'muruf. V'v'shem ha'mokam ha'mokam ha'mokam, as long as he's not mamish kuninam, it's not mamish in your pocket. It's been carried in an unusual way. You don't have to mamish stitch it up in your garment, even if it's exposed, and it's in between your pants. And your flesh, since that's unusual, it's also sufficient. V'v'shem ha'mokam 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 ha'mokam. He disagrees. It's not enough for it to be exposed. If it's exposed, he may come to touch it. You have to actually stitch it up in a pouch so that you cannot make physical contact with it, in order that it should be considered like a derech and it should not be considered carrying. The yeah.
So pants have a little pocket within the pocket. Does that make any difference? Does that have to be sewn up?
Well, once you sew up the pocket, then
you have to. In other words, there's a little pocket.
Yeah,
doesn't make a difference. It depends what you're doing. If you're sewing up the money, you just sew up the outer pouch. As long as you don't have access.
You have to sew, let's say you have a pocket within a pocket. You have to sew up the little pocket.
On a regular Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
No, in terms of carry.
You, generally, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, no matter what. Here is an emergency situation.
Right.
You're in a hotel. You have money. The money is valuable. You don't want to lose the money. And you want to go outside. If you stay indoors, they're going to suspect something is wrong. So you have to go outside into the street. You just have to stitch it up in a way where you don't have access. So you have a pocket within the pocket. You don't have to stitch up both pockets. It's enough to just stitch up one pocket where you no longer have direct access to the money. If you no longer have direct access, it's called carrying a shloike darkoi. And in this instance, it's motor because it's a shvus to shvus. Carrying in a caramelist is a shvus. Carrying shloike derech is a shvus. It's a double shvus. A double shvus in an emergency situation is mutter. I'm carrying in a car. We're assuming here that you're not carrying in a rishus ram deraisa. We're not in Brooklyn. You're in a place where it's not a shayla being a rishus ram deraisa. So carrying in a regular way would only be also midrabanan. And now that you carry a shloike derech, it's also only also midrabanan. So you're compounding two derabanans in order that it should be mutter. The ayin b'mishnah berurah shem loy tafan be'ev Shabbos hinichim kibbein b'sar b'lebidah. The mishnah is lenient that you can put it in between your flesh and your garment. In other words, don't have direct access. It should be difficult to get to mutter. The oy b'minolo in your shoe. Okay, another solution in your shoe. Sheyachol leitzina b'Shabbos ayidei shini dehave shloy kederech haitza ulechatchila. So if you're telling me very important, you said that when a person in a situation where you have no choice, you need to carry something on Shabbos, people do this with their hat. They put the pills. A person wants to go outdoors on Shabbos, so they put pills in the rim of their hat. So another idea that would be equivalent to putting it in your shoe. Putting something in your shoe or putting something in your hat is carrying. That is shaloi kederech. If you want to be hold that you're in a location that is not a rishus harabim do'iraisa, it's shvus dishvus. And if a person has no alternative, it's mutter to go out like that on Shabbos. Brooklyn, it's much more problematic.
The grounds of hotel
depends on which hotel. Usually, the grounds of hotel have an eruv. I mean, a Jewish hotel. But if you're in a Howard Johnson's or you're somewhere along somewhere, and so then the hotel is a caramelist. So then you can't carry. L'chatchila, you cannot carry. Only in unusual circumstances, in special circumstances, are you allowed to carry shaloi kederach. You have no other way to get out of the room. You can't sit there. It's not good for your health to be locked up in a little teeny room over the entire Shabbos, and you need to go to the lobby, or you want to go out, you want to go daven. I have no choice but to carry something with you. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur Shulchan says there is such a thing of carrying shaloi kederach, where you put it in your shoe, or you put it in a, or you put, you have money, so you put the money in a garment, and you stitch up the garment for Shabbos. Once the pocket has been stitched shut, now that you go out with it on Shabbos, that's called carrying shaloi kederech. No one carries things in a pocket that's stitched up because you have no access. And if you're going and traveling to places like Carmel, it's a shvus, the shvus, it would be mutter. Okay, next halach, v'yesh tevus mos, but tevi, you have money in a tevi, you have money in a box. We don't like a shulchan aruch. If you have a table, you have a drawer, and there's money in the drawer, So the halacha is that if you have in the drawer a davar ha'asar, a davar ha'mutar, in the drawer there's something else besides the money, then the drawer is a basis ledavar ha'asar uledavar ha'mutar, and then you'll be allowed to open the drawer on Shabbos. But if in the drawer, the only thing that's in the drawer is muksa, of course you're not allowed to open the drawer on Shabbos, because the drawer is a basis ledavar ha'asar. If you have an empty drawer, and before Shabbos begins, you put your wallet in the drawer, and you close the drawer, and now on Shabbos, you want to put an envelope, you want to put something else in the drawer, you're not allowed to open the drawer. Before Shabbos began, you put your wallet in the drawer with the kavana, your wallet's going to remain in the drawer for the remainder of Shabbos. So the drawer in its closed position has become a basis ledavar ha'asar. If you now have something else that you want to add into the drawer Friday night or Shabbos morning, you're not allowed to move that drawer because it's a basis. But if in the drawer before Shabbos began, you put in the drawer your wallet, and you put in the drawer something else, you put in a necktie for the next day, and now you come home from your Friday meal, you find you have something important you want to put in the drawer, you have a gift, you have a bencher, you have a sitter, and you want to put the sitter in the drawer, you can open the drawer, because the drawer is a basis ledavar ha'asar uledavar ha'mutar. And especially the necktie is more valuable to you on Shabbos than the wallet, because the wallet you have no use for on Shabbos, but the necktie you need for the next day. So the drawer is a basis of ha'asar ha'mutar. You're allowed to open the drawer and put in the drawer your sitter and close the drawer, and the next day you can open and take out the sitter. So here it says, "V'yesh mos b'teva." You have a drawer. In the drawer, there's money. There's a wallet. Ayn chay adam. The mechalik b'zesh b'shebeim hateva also b'yefin shev shalei tziyah min hashulchan legamri oz avi kli b'fnei atzmai v'enei baz l'shulchan. Next question: are you allowed to actually move the table? Are you allowed to move the entire table? So the table is a basis to the drawer. So then you have money, it says not so fast. It all depends if the drawer is 100% removable. If the drawer, one more time, and it's mutter, bosses, and now it's not a bot l'shulchan, v'imkein nase ata hashulchan basis lehateva. The shulchan is the basis to the box. Shamos b'am luchin. If also l'tal hashulchan, avolim hateva mechuberes hashulchan. But let's say the drawer is permanently attached. It's some type of hinge, some type of track that you cannot separate the drawer from the table unless you press some buttons and maneuver it in a certain unique way. Then the drawer is bottled to the table. And then you're allowed to metaltel the shulchan. So saying a very big chiddush. If you have a drawer, in the drawer is your wallet. Are you allowed to move the entire table? You have a night table, and your wallet's in the drawer, and you want to move the entire night table. Are you allowed to move it? So he says that you can pull out the drawer entirely. It's completely set, without anything special. Then you are not allowed to move the night table, because the night table is a basis to the drawer, or is supporting the drawer, and the drawer we view to be independent. They're two independent items. There's a drawer and there's a table. The table is supporting the drawer. And since in the drawer there is muksa, so same way I can't move the drawer, I can't move the table. But if the drawer is permanently attached to the table, so the drawer is not an independent object, the drawer is toffled to the table. The table is the ikur, and the ikur is not muksa, so you can move the entire table, even though in the process you're moving the muksa so long with you. It's a very big chiddush. Okay, let's go to Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet says, what?
Table. So you have a regular table, you have a drawer. You have something on it that's muksa. Table becomes buses.
Right, right.
You can't move it, but the table is the ikur.
No, but that the table, the object is something independent. The object is something which is completely independent of the table, and the table is supporting that object, so the table is a basis. The table is muksa. But if you have something that's a toffle to the table, it's a permanently attached to the table, and the part that's attached
that's not the muksa. What's attached to the table is the drawer. The muktzah is the wealth.
So, but I guess it means the step removed. The drawer is a tafel to the table, and in that tafel to the table, there's a dam that is muktzah. We don't say that it relates all the way back to the table. It's too far removed from the table. That's what it seems to be saying. The muktzah object relates to the drawer, and the drawer relates to the table. We don't connect the muktzah to the table. The table is the table. There is muktzah that is somehow indirectly being supported by the table, but being that it's a step removed, the laws of muktzah, which only midrabbanan, are relaxed, and it's mutter. That's what he seems to say. I hear the question, but that's what he said, the chiddush. Halacha dalet. L'nase basis ella imkein ha-muktzah hoye munach sham bein hashmoshes. The rule of basis, we mentioned this last time, has to be there bein hashmoshes. If it was not there bein hashmosh, if the muktzah, the wallet was put there, let's say a guy put your wallet in the, on the table at night, or a child saw the wallet lying somewhere, and he put the wallet on the table after Shabbos already has begun. You're allowed to move the table, even though when you move the table, you're also moving the wallet. It's mutter. The table is not called a bosses, so they're also, because the rules of bosses kick in Erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. Le'nase bos elim kein hamuktzah hoye munach sham bein hashmoshes. Aval im lo hoisa b'sham bein hashmoshes rak achakach hinicha sham le'nase bosses. Umutul tatal tzakli afilu b'sham b'shar sham muktzalav. And you can move the table even when the kli, the muktzah, is upon it. Ulechein therefore mutul l'naris hashulchan. Now what is an example of this situation? You're allowed to shake the table oyas hamapa, a tablecloth me'atzamay sekliben, from bones and from shells. Kishein hashulchan v'hamapa nase. Kishein hashulchan v'hamapa nase bosses. Mikoyach aneris kamo shenizka alel b'sif. If when Shabbos began, you did not have on your dining room table a candelabra, neros, a leichter, all you had was just the tablecloth, and now Shabbos has begun, you have your Friday night meal, and you have eating nuts or fish or meat, and you have leftover bones or shells. The leftover bones and shells are muksa machmas atzmai. They're muksa. So what do you do now? You're in trouble. You've now created a situation of muktzah on Shabbos. You ate your fish, you ate your meat, and you're left over with a bone. The bone serves no function whatsoever. It's muktzah machmas atzmah. What do I do with this bone? So I can move the entire table out of the room if I want. Even though when I move the table, I'm moving the bone. If the bone was on the table before Shabbos began, I would not be allowed to move the table, because the table is a basis for to the bone, and the bone is muktzah machmas atzmai. So why now, when the bone comes on the table on Shabbos, am I allowed to move the table? The answer is because the bone was not on the table erev Shabbos ben hashmashas. So therefore, you can shake the table, you can move the table, you can shake the table, you can shake the tablecloth to remove the bones. Now, by the way, there is another heter, and that is if the bones themselves are causing you disgust. Now, this situation that we just mentioned over here is where the bones are not really causing you any discomfort. You don't mind there being bones on the table. Okay, you don't mind shells. Let's discuss the person. The house is a major, major mess. And you couldn't care less that your entire dining room table is full of shells of nuts. It doesn't bother you, because look what else is going on in the house here. Right? Like someone told me, that KK, the person that had in the house 12 screaming kids, and they came to install a new air conditioner, and the wife, the mother of the kids was dealing with the contractor and telling him to put in the air conditioner like this and get this smile, because she's very makbid on noise. Because she doesn't want the air conditioner to make too much noise. So put it in a way that it doesn't make that much noise. So the contractor looks at her and says, "You're worried about noise?" It's all relative.
Some noises you just get.
Okay? It's a good kasha. What did she talk to me? You worried about? No. So here you have the same. You have the situation where you have on your table shells. The shells don't bother you one bit, because look at what's going on in this house. Look at the mess. So are you allowed to move the shells off the table on Shabbos? No. It's not a graph shell. If you are a very delicate person, and everything in your home is proper, and everyone is very well-mannered, and you have some shells on the table, it's disgusting. It's a graf shel ri'i. It's like a chamber pot. a bedpan, you're allowed lechatchil to pick up the shells with your bare hands and throw them in the garbage and remove it from the home, from the premises. But if you're in a situation where the shells really don't bother you, relative to what else is going on, you're not allowed to pick up the shells with your bare hands. What then can you do? It's muksa. The shells are muksa. So what then can you do? I could take the whole table out. Because if I take the whole table out, I'm not touching the shells. What? The Rambam is talking, take the whole plate out. As long as I don't directly touch the shells. As long as I don't directly touch the shells, I can take the entire thing out of it, stop bothering me. So here he asks the simple question, what do you mean? Why am I allowed to take out the entire table? But the table is a basis, ledavar ha'asar. If I can't touch the shells, I can't move the table. The answer is it was put on after Bein Hashmoshes. Okay, now there's a very important Mishnah Berurah here, and then this is Machlokes HaPoskim, that here the Kaz Shulchan Aruch just says that it was on Bein Hashmoshes. What is Bein Hashmoshes? So let's talk about us. Most of us, we hold like, we follow the Lush Shemahalach. The Bein Hashmoshes is from sunset, let's assume until 41 minutes after sunset. We all basically, that for 41 minutes, it's called Bein Hashmoshes. Let's say the shells are on the table only for the first 5 minutes, the last 5 minutes, or the middle 5 minutes. When Chazal were misaking this magical concept that Nigud is Katzila Bein Hashmoshes is Katzila Kuliyoma, does that mean it must be on the table for the entire Zman of Bein Hashmoshes? We pretty much hold, Ashkenazim, people who follow the Ramah, that Bein Hashmoshes is from the moment the sun sets until, say, it's like three medium stars. So let's assume for 41 minutes. Rav Moshe says 41 minutes, pretty much, L'chol Hadeyas is Bein Hashmoshes. That's the Chumra of Bein Hashmoshes. So does that mean the Muksa must be on the table for all 41 minutes? Or maybe if it's only on the table for 10 seconds of the Bein Hashmoshes, the table becomes Muksa, even if the Muksa has been removed. It's Machlokes HaPoskim. Some are very machmir that even if the shells were on the table for 10 seconds, that's it, the table is a basis. Even if you take away the shells, for the rest of Shabbos, you can't move the table because when the shells are on it, because it was there for even a fraction of Bein Hashmoshes. Others say no. The halach of bus only when it's there for the entire period of Bein Hashmoshes.
What about between candle lighting and Bein Hashmoshes?
No, candle lighting, no, that's fine. Candle lighting is Tais for Shabbos. Tais for Shabbos, there's no chumas.
But not for a woman.
No. Even for a woman also. Tais for Shabbos, just, that's not Bein Hashmoshes. Even though she was Makabel Shabbos, for all halachos de Rabbanon, there's no Issa de Rabbanon until actual sunset. When you Makabel Tais for Shabbos, in the Kabbal, Tais Shabbos for Deraisis. The Chatchil, you don't do a Drabon either. But all of the Chumras of Halacha only apply from sunset mamish, not from candle lighting.
Probably better for men to do it
than a rabbi. Of course, right. A woman, the Chatchil, is allowed to tell a guy to do Malacha for her Bein Hashmosh after she lights candles until sunset, because Bein Hashmosh between, because after Tais for Shabbos, there's no Shus. And a mirul akam asking a guy to few malachas and isur rabbanon, and there are basically no isur rabbanon lechatchila from the time of candle lighting until sunset. Halacha hey, for leinas, another important halacha. Leinas abos, we had to have this before. We repeat the halacha again. For leinas abos elim hinicho bekavana. In order for there to be bas, he must with kavana, with have intent to put it there. Shehei munach sham bein hashmoshes. Avo. In Nisha Sham Nachmas Shikha, you forgot. It was an accident. I had this example before. You accidentally went, you put your wallet on the night, you don't understand where you put your wallet. You open your wallet on the cover. You have a problem. You come home, you left your wallet on your cover, on your bed. On the bed cover. So what are you gonna do? You can't move the cover now. The cover is muksa. No. I didn't put the wallet, it was an accident. It only got there by mistake. Then it's smooth. Avam nisha sham machmas shicha ishnof al me'atzmai l'sham loy nasa basis. Halnamo halacha above v'loy nasa basis ela kli sheloy. It must be yours. You do not have the power to make problems for someone else. Avol im hiniach tava muksa al kli shel acher on someone else's property. Loy nasa.
Someone else is clear.
No? Either or. Vlanas bas ela al ela klishloy. Avol im v'niach davar muksa al klishel acher. You put the muksa klishel acher. Loy nase bas is the ein adam oitzer davar sheina shloy
b'lanich lel chaver. And I give it someone else to use.
No, if he knows what he's doing, if you give it to him and he knows what he's doing, so you lent him, so for all practical purposes it has become his for Shabbos. But if you surprise him, you come home, he walks into his home, and all of a sudden he's on the table, a beautiful leicha. How did this get here? You were so kind to put it there. So then the person is allowed to move his table on Shabbos. You, without telling him in advance, you surprising him, I'm putting your leichter on his dining room table, without him being aware, do not have the power to cause him, to prevent him from moving his table on Shabbos. That's what it says. Ein adam oitzer davar she'ein shaloi. Without his kavana, without him being aware. Okay, on the bottom it says, halacha here on the bottom, klit shaloi ein rama, de'ein, Hachana shaykh b'shel ein Yehudi. Hachana is not shaykh b'ein Yehudi.
Probably ein
hakavana. Ein hakavana. Okay, ein hakavana shaykh b'shel ein Yehudi. The kasa b'mishnebur l'farish zeh d'haynu davar shahu asu mishum diskat. What does this mean? In reference to this halacha, mishum davar diskat soy l'bein hashmashay zeh l'shaykh b'nachwi. De'ein hanachwi mikatze midai toy klum. If a guy decides that you're not going to use this for the rest of Shabbos, a guy takes a utensil on the sides. He works in the house. He's helping out in the house. And he decides, we're not going to be using this utensil on Shabbos, and he puts it away in storage, it does not become muksa. The balabayis, his das, is not tofel to the das of the nachri. Uve bir halacha sham kasim bufi ze ein yehudi shahilik ner ben hashmashas, the besoy, the kava, achar kach, and it goes out, Mutter li Yisrael le taltel hamenora kishenis askin ha-Yisrael be-beisoy shalein Yehudi v'yahidlik le tzorech atzmei. If a guy is living in the home of a non-Jew and the non-Jew lit a ner on Shabbos, so the guy had kavana before Shabbos, he lit this ben hashmashos before Shabbos began. The guy lit for his own purposes, he lit a ner, he wanted it to be there, so the guy had kavana, this ner should be here for the remainder of Shabbos, and then the ner went out after Shabbos began. The Jew is allowed to move the candelabra. But why don't we say the candelabra is a basis, the davar, also the flame was a basis, and it was there with kavana, the guy's kavana was that it should be there by hashmashos? No. A Jew is not tuffle to a guy just because the guy wanted it to be lit over Shabbos. Yeah, that's what it means. Basically, well, if the guy did it, yeah, that's basically what it says. The guy lit it. Okay, you have to, seemingly that,
he
that's.
Had to do it through his own. Well,
he opened it. He doesn't do it.
You have to let him into the room on Shabbos.
Maid comes in and she cleans it up and makes the bench
out of the light. Okay, could be. Let's begin now. Okay, I really wanted to do. I just.
What are you saying?
What's
as a result of that?
So you're allowed to move the light. It's not a boss.
If a guy does it for their own purpose, and they want it to be there over Shabbat, that's for sure. If the guy does it for his own purpose and he wants it to remain in this position during Bein HaShemashos, there's no question that the Jew is not tofel to his das. The Jew, after Shabbos begins, when the ner goes out, is allowed to move it. We don't consider it to be a basis, a davar ha'asar, over Bein HaShemashos, because it has to be there with kavana. Whose kavana? The kavana of the Yisrael. The kavana of the guy is not sufficient to cause something to become a basis, a davar ha'asar. Alright, now there are many practical applications. Unfortunately, I did not yet prepare what I was planning to do. I want to go through some of the sayings that appear in Rabbi Simcha Bunim's Kohn Sefer on the laws of Muksa, practical guide. It's an excellent sefer, rave reviews. I was hoping that by this point in time I would have already have mastered it from cover to cover, but unfortunately I didn't make it. So we're holding off. We're still planning on going through some practical matters that I can extract from his sefer. But in the meantime, let's just quickly begin a little bit of the next siman. Siman Tzadi. This easy siman. Din asiyas chafatza b'loy mulacha al yidei in Yehudi. The laws of Asiyas Chametz. What exactly are you allowed to? This is matters that relate to the spirit of Shabbos. There are certain things that Alpi Halacha you're not allowed to do, not because there's any technical violation. It's because it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, and it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yesh dvarim shehein asudim b'Shabbos af al pi she'enam doimim l'malacha. It's not mamish l'malacha. Ve'enam mevim lidei malacha. And if you'll do these things, you won't even come to violate. It's not going to cause you to be nichshel in doing a malacha. What he's trying to say is, look at muksa. Muksa, one of the primary reasons why you're not allowed to talk me with tadal muksa, two of the four reasons, because you may come to do malacha. You may take a klisha malacha to yisr and use it for its isr. You may, if you're allowed to me tadal a hammer, you may very well, once the hammer is in my hands, let me bang in some loose nails and do malacha deraisa. Once I'm holding something in my hands, let me go out into the street and let me see what's doing out there. And then you'll come to me nichshel, the malacha of haitzah. So what we've learned in the last siman was an isra derabanan that was instituted to prevent you from coming to do a malacha. Now we're going one step further. There are certain malachas which will never cause you lead to do a malacha deraisa, but are still forbidden because they are not in the spirit of the law. Yesh devar m'shehein asur m'shamis al pit she'enim doim l'malacha v'enim mevim l'malacha v'bnei ma'neshu v'bnei shenemar im tashiv m'shabis. This is the pasuk in Yeshaya. If you will tashiv m'shabis raglecha, you will restrain on Shabbos from allowing your feet to going to places that you should not go, and that pretty much refers to going past the tchum. On Shabbos, you may not travel more than 2,000 amos from the place of your residence. So you're going to hold back your feet from traveling on Shabbos. The pasuk continues, "Me'asos raglecha, asos cheftzecha b'yom kachi." From doing, im, you have to take the word im and repeat it a second time. Im, that im, you will not. You will withhold yourself from doing, asos, doing, cheftzecha, your desires, your needs, b'yoyim kachi, on my holy day, v'ne'amar, third expression, v'chibadato, you will honor it, me'asos derachecha, from doing your ways, things that relate to your ways, mimitso cheftzecha, from finding your needs. Mimso means from engaging in your needs. The daber davar, and you will speak matters of holiness and refrain from matters of mundane matters on Shabbos. Now the Gemara here he darshans each part of these two psukim and tells exactly what it refers to. In fact, this goes on for a couple of halachas where he describes in detail what each expression comes to allude to. Number one, mechadchsef v'chibadetu. He's going backwards. This that it says that you shall grant it honor. Me'asos, the honor is me'asos derachecha, that you should not, may, the mem is you should not do things that relate to your ways. We learn out, darshu rabbeinu zichron levracha, shleihei hiluch b'shabbos, that your hiluch derachecha means a derech, your travels on Shabbos, ki hiluchecha b'chol. Lefichach, what is this nogea? One simple halacha. You're not allowed to run. If the marathon is on Shabbos, which it is sometimes, the Boston Marathon was on Rosh Hashanah. When was the Boston Marathon? Was it on Shabbos?
No.
Yom Tov, Sukkot.
It was on a Monday.
Sukkot, right. It was Sukkot.
Patriots Day.
It was on Sukkot. It was on Sukkot. So, people, you know, there are a lot of people in Boston that were very upset because they run the marathon.
Spring.
Therefore, you're not allowed to run. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oh, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So you'll tell me that running the marathon is a mitzvah. Ushmartim me'oy l'nafshoy seichem. A mitzvah, right? I don't know. That's a little bit of a stretch. Who else, of course? Everything has Jewish origins.
They ran through. It was on Pesach. The Sharon, Massachusetts. They ran right past the Jewish neighborhood.
It was on Pesach, not on Sukkot. Last year Pesach. Yeah, okay. Lefich, that's the whole dilemma. They can't get to shul. They close the shul. I know that in Newton and Sharon, and Newton, there are two shuls that are on the other side of Commonwealth. I think it's on Commonwealth. The name of the shul is Commonwealth, and the marathon runs right on Commonwealth.
Right,
Commonwealth, and many people live on the other side of Commonwealth, and they come to shul. So it's prime time, 9 o'clock. It's davening. That's when they literally close off the streets. And this year, after what happened last year, the security is top of the line, tight, and you're not crossing the street. And it was really a very big issue. The issue was, if you come early on time to davening, then you may be able to cross the street, but you're not going to be able to go home. And if you come late, you're not coming to shul. You're not going to be able to get to shul. So it was an issue. Really, it was a serious business. It was an issue. Lefichach therefore also lorutz b'shabbes. Avol bolad var mitzvah mut lorutz. But for the var mitzvah you're allowed to run. How do you know the var mitzvah is an exception? Maybe the chasash mimach because it's in the pasuk. The simi says in the pasuk derachecha. Derachecha is your ways, mashma durachecha, your private ways are swim, avol darke hishmai mutar mitzvah. And in fact, not only that, when it comes to going to shul, mitzvah loritz. There's a mitzvah, in fact, to run to shul. Let's see over here, Aloch Aleph. Also loritz b'shabbos, ayin b'kuntri, sachroim b'shochel norecha, goin rosh mzalman. V'yim yeish lefond of mat refesh v'tit. V'yeish letzar, letanef ragloi, mutu lefsoy p'siya gasa. If you have some dirt on your foot and it's causing you pain, it's causing you tsar, and you want to run home to relieve yourself from the discomfort, you have some hard mud, some mud got attached to your foot, you want to go take
it.
Oh, I'm sorry, you want to jump over it. I'm sorry, all around.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't want to dirty your foot by running in the puddle. You can take a jump over the puddle. Very common question. It's raining and you just bought a new suit. You bought a new hat. Or you just got your suit back from the cleaners. And now it's going to get ruined all over again. $7 down the drain. So what do you want to do? So you want to run home before it really comes down. The cost of Allah, Amicha Shabbos, Lefisa Yeshlam, the Guadin, Kishkasham, Yodim, Sharuach Sawyer. The stormy wind, Mutter, Gamil, Luf Subsis Gasas, Kil, Hamal, Shal, Besai, Sham, Psakalocha, to avoid the rain, you're allowed to run on Shabbos. Next. What?
Shabbos, if people are waiting for you to eat at home.
No, doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. Only says that if you're going to get wet, you're going to get wet. Sorry, if someone's winning at home, I don't know. Doesn't say that. The ayin b'shut mar shak shenishal imut l'nari b'nei Yisrael leilech lebetzei b'shem b'shem alav demosam l'lukboitz l'aretz. You want to go to pirchei groups, and the pirchei groups they run. What do? They are in their groups. They go to the betzei b'shabbos and alav demosam l'lukboitz l'aretz. They teach them how to run, so they allow to go basically run around on Shabbos. Hey, Shasham, the loy hitu abali shulchanorch ella imkain rotzim bekomstim berotzim atzmam. Machmas Tainug Avol Le Aragon Chav Russo Leze. Okay, what does that mean? Avol Le Aragon Chav Russo Leze Vahamor
to organize
Chav Russo Leze Vahamorim Mitzavim Moisam Lassos Kain Lo Diodua Shaloi Kol Habachurim Misanim Vasachas, everyone enjoys this. Gym, not everyone likes to go to the gym period. This is a science. Get credit, college, track. Get credit, it's a chokhmah to learn. So therefore, besides that, it's not, so first of all, it's not a delight. It's the same over here. If they're going to running around for the tainug, children, pirche groups, and they run around, okay, that's tainug, that's not called running, it's not called running on Shabbos. But if they're going to school, they have some type of classes, and they want to have gym class, and in the gym class, for their health, they teach them how to run, so that's not called tainug. That, some people enjoy it, some of the students enjoy it, but some people, they're only doing it because they're forced to do it. And that's not something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. It's Ferish Drasha, that Derechecha Zos, so you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. This is an activity which is forbidden, and it's not Latinuk. And certainly, if you're being taught to do this professionally, to do this in a professional way, it's another violation of not just shredding. That's called Mimotzi Chevzcha, which touches upon the topic of the next halacha, that there are activities which are technically permitted but are not in the spirit of Shabbos, and training someone to do something professionally which is not in the spirit of Shabbos. Alright, we will stop over here.